The Bible is composed of 66 books, which were written by a great number of authors. These writers were, for the most part, far removed from each other, both in time and space. The Old and New Testaments were compiled by more than 40 authors, over a period of about 15 centuries. Historical books, collections of poetry, words of wisdom, prophecies and visions, biographies, travel stories and letters were written over a period of more than 40 generations. Nevertheless, this collective work is perfectly coherent and harmonious. Apart from Luke, all the sacred authors were Jews. Their documents were written in three different continents, Asia, Africa and Europe, and in three different languages, Hebrew, Aramaic and Greek. Coming from a great variety of cultures and backgrounds, the authors of Holy Scripture wrote their books in very different social and geographical conditions. Moses, who became the leader of the people of Israel at the time of the Exodus, wrote the first five books of the Bible during the 40 years in the wilderness. The prophet Jeremiah spent much of his time in prison in Jerusalem, where he wrote his prophecies. David, the author of many of the Psalms, was hunted as a traitor by King Saul before he himself became the anointed king. Joshua was the leader of a military campaign, while Solomon was surrounded by the splendor of his court in Jerusalem. The prophets Ezekiel and Daniel had been deported to faraway Babylon when they wrote down their visions. Paul wrote his letters either on his missionary journeys or in a prison in Rome. Luke wrote his two books during his travels, while John was living in exile on the tiny island of Patmos when he was given the visions of the book of Revelation. Almost all classes of society are represented by the authors of the Bible. Moses, a political leader and a great lawgiver, educated as a prince at Pharaoh's court, was a man of great learning, while the prophet Amos was only a poor peasant, a shepherd and a cultivator of sycamore trees. Ezra, the scribe, and Paul, a scholar of the law, were great intellectuals, while Peter and John were nothing more than uneducated fishermen. David, who was a shepherd, musician, poet, prophet, and soldier, became king of the people of Israel, as did also Solomon his son, the richest and most intelligent man of his time. The prophets Daniel and Zephaniah came from princely families. Nehemiah, cupbearer to the king of Persia, and Daniel, a statesman at the court of Babylon, were royal servants in a pagan country. Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Zechariah were priests. Paul and Mark came from well-to-do families. Paul was a Roman citizen, a tent maker, a scholar of the law, and an influential Pharisee before he became the great missionary apostle to the Gentiles. Joshua was an army general, and Luke a doctor and historian. Amongst the writers of less esteemed professions, peasants, shepherds, and fishermen, there was even a man, the evangelist Matthew, who, before he was called by Christ to be an apostle, was a publican or tax collector. Publicans were despised and hated by the people of Israel and banned from Jewish society, as they worked for the Romans and were often dishonest. Some of the books of the Bible were the work of a lifetime. The works of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Hosea, and Moses stretch over a period of between 40 to 60 years. Paul's writings over nearly 20 years, while Haggai's prophecies were written in 4 months, and the shortest books of the Bible, such as Obadiah's prophecy or the short letters of the New Testament, could have been written in 1 day. The ministry of some of the sacred writers began when they were young, while for others their calling came later on in life. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, and Zechariah, for example, were young men when they began their prophetic ministry, while Moses did not receive God's call until he was 80, after 40 years of living in the luxury of Pharaoh's court, and another 40 years of loneliness, tending his father-in-law's sheep in the wilderness. All these men had their own message and their own particular style of writing. This great variety of expression gives the Bible the vivacity and diversity which is one of its hallmarks. But the unity and perfect harmony of divine revelation, the authority and power of the Word of God, as well as the moral grandeur and the beauty of the texts, designate an infinitely greater mind behind the Scriptures. The real author of the Bible is none other than God Himself. Next episode, The Inspiration of the Bible.